Invite your attention today to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. And verse 4. Once you arrive there, if you'll stand, please, as we read from the Word of God, we will stand in respect of the Word that God has given. Philippians 4 and verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, again we come to your throne of grace, thanking you, Lord, for your blessings. Father, we thank you that you are God and you are mindful of us. That you care when we hurt, that you care when we're pressed from trials, that you care when we're on the mountaintop and our lives are filled with joy. Father, we are reminded today what a blessed people we truly are. And we just want to say thank you. Our words do not suffice for all that we owe to you. But as inadequate as they are, Lord, we lay our thanksgiving at your feet. To you be the glory. And may all of mankind see your greatness and your glory through our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I believe it's safe to say that everybody here would like to be thankful. Would you not? Can I make that assumption of you that you want to be a grateful people? But let's face it, there are times when you just don't feel very thankful, right? Some times are harder than others. And how many times have you heard this year, 2020 has been a bad year. I can't wait until 2020 is over. Have you heard that? You hear it all the time. I hear people, you know, just when we get past this year, and true, we've been through a lot. COVID, elections, cultural conflicts, and all that. But you know what? 2020 has not been a bad year. God is still on His throne. We are still meeting at Victory Missionary Baptist Church. And as of yet, and I use the word yet, I have not been arrested for preaching the gospel. That's a pretty good thing in my book. That may change tomorrow, but as of yet, we're still here. We're still blessed. And today, I just want to give you three things that will perhaps help you as well as me to be thankful during this Thanksgiving season. Number one, if you're going to be thankful, you're going to have to find your joy. The Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Rejoice in the Lord always. That means in every situation, in every circumstance, every hardship, you rejoice in the Lord. That just doesn't sound right, does it? I'm sick. Something's wrong with that picture. Well, there's nothing wrong with that picture when you understand the reason for your rejoicing. Okay? The reason for your rejoicing is not your circumstance. The reason for your rejoicing is your Lord. That's why Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord." Can you rejoice in the Lord when you're sick? Absolutely. Well, what do you have to be thankful for? Well, you're not dead yet. God's been good to you. He's kept you alive. If you're broke, rejoice in the Lord. What I have to rejoice about? Well, you're still here. You see, Paul knew the secret. He knew how to find joy in the most difficult of circumstances. That's why he could write this. You see, I can tell you, smile, rejoice, be happy, and it's not going to do any good. But Paul's saying, listen, I've been there. Let me tell you how it works. And if you go back in the book of Acts, chapter 16, Paul and Silas are at Philippi. They've been preaching the gospel. And as usual, when Paul preaches the gospel, once again, it got him in trouble. I will read verse 22 through about 25 to you and tell you what happened there to Paul and Silas. It said in verse 22, "Then the multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. But at midnight," and we all, you know, I like that, "but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." Oh, glory. How do you go through all that and praise the Lord? I mean, let's review. They were opposed by the multitude. Everybody was against them. Have you ever felt like everybody's against me? Yeah, Paul and Silas were. So they were beaten by the magistrates or the rulers of that city. They were put in the deepest part of the prison. Their feet were in stocks. They have every reason to cry and say, "Oh, the stripes on my back are killing me. Oh, these stocks around my feet are hurting. Oh, I'm in terrible condition." But when everything was going wrong, Paul chose to rejoice in the Lord. It's a choice. It is a choice. You can choose to think about everything that's wrong, or you can choose to think about the awesome God that you serve in the here and the now. You want to know what's wrong with our country today? Too many people are watching too much news. Everybody's afraid. Oh, COVID, listen. You cannot live on CNN, Fox, and ABC, and CBS. You cannot live on that junk. They're here to scare you to death and to take your joy. We've got a God who can handle COVID. And when you think about it, hey, did this come as a surprise to God? Absolutely not. Can I trust God? Absolutely. So instead of choosing to be all how bad everything is, let's choose to say, "Hey, God, I just rejoice because I know you've got this." Oh, man. Paul knew a secret that if we just knew how to exercise, we'd be so much better. You know, I've discovered something. When you praise the Lord, it changes you. Have you noticed that? Listen, I dare you, in the worst of circumstances, sing Amazing Grace. I dare you. I promise you, here's what will happen. You'll get to the, "When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun." That old problem that's got you so beat down right now, it won't mean anything. When you sing, "When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be." That problem you have right now won't mean. I don't know. Listen, I don't know what it does, but it does something. It stirs that spiritual side of you where you realize, hey, it's not nearly as bad as I thought it was. Rejoice in the Lord. Second thing, reveal your gentleness. Are you gentle? He said, "Let your gentleness be made known to all men." That word gentleness, it's not being some weakling. That word gentleness, it means a calm, forbearing spirit. What's Paul saying? He's saying, let others see the calm assurance you have through Jesus Christ. In verse 25, I call your attention there in Acts chapter 16. Once again, it says Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And what? What happened? And the prisoners were listening to them. Grab a hold of that. The prisoners were listening to. They were being watched. See, the prisoners, other prisoners, watch them march old Paul and Silas in there. Their backs are bloody from the whipping. They're in chains and they're put in stocks and everything. Okay, let's see how much joy those boys have now. And lo and behold, at midnight, they broke out in song. I can see it now. They're sitting there, their feet are chained, and they're sitting in there. It's midnight. They've been beaten. And old Paul says, man, it's been a good day. Silas said, yeah, it has. What do you want to do now, Paul? Paul said, I know. Let's sing. Let's have a song service. It's funny. I have, through the years, I knew this. This preacher, bless his heart. He was, I'm not going to tell you the name because you might know him. But he was the sourest preacher. And we were at church camp one time. And, you know, I was doing music at church camp. And I was just young and dumb myself. And I kept after him, smile. Smile. Look like you're happy to be here. So after service one day, this old preacher come up to me and he says, Brother Doug, sometimes you don't feel like smiling. Well, obviously, you never feel like smiling because I ain't seen you smile yet. Bless his heart. See, they were watching Paul and Silas. They broke out in song when we all get to heaven. Victory, I just know they were singing victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. And the other prisoners are bound to be sitting there thinking, those boys have lost their mind. And no, we haven't lost our mind. We just know where our face sits. Then they start praying. What do you think their prayer was? Oh, Lord, this hurts. I'm so tired, Lord. No, I think they were, Lord, thank you for the privilege of suffering for your namesake. Because that's the way they prayed in the New Testament. Lord, I appreciate the opportunity to be whipped for you. Thank you, Lord, for calling me to the ministry. And again, the prisoners are just listening. Is that the way we are? I promise you, people are listening to us during this time that we're living. Are they hearing thanksgiving or are they hearing whining? As I thought about this, I thought, why can't we have that kind of spirit today? That it don't matter what's going on in our circumstances. Why can't people see Jesus living within us? That joy. Even when the Razorbacks lose, there's joy. Amen? Not joy that the Razorbacks lost. There's joy in the Lord. He said, Brother Doug, it sounds good, but how do you do that? Verse 5 again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I'm sorry. Skipped. Verse 5 says, let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. You want to know how to rejoice, or how you can rejoice? You can rejoice because you know that Jesus is near. You see, it's not about what you're going through. It's about who you're going through it with.
okay? Jesus is near. And I've heard people, I just feel that the Lord is so different, or so distant. No, listen, that's a lie. As a matter of fact, God is so close to you, we're told we're indwelt with the Holy Spirit when we're saved. God is in there. The Spirit of God lives within you. God's not distant. You're just looking at the wrong stuff and listening to the wrong things. Finally, it brings us to our confidence. That point again, and I read this a little earlier, but I'm going to read it again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing, but pray about everything. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on, prayer is a necessity. If you want to get through this, you got to have a prayer life. That's what Paul's saying. As a matter of fact, a good prayer life's the cure for anxiety. It is. And again, Acts chapter 16, at midnight they're praying. Instead of wallowing in worry, they're praying to the God that can do something about their problem. What's your prayer life like? Have you noticed? We spend a lot of time talking to people about our problems. How are you today? Oh, this happened this week. And some people are really good at that. Have you noticed that? How are you today? Well, I've got a backache. And somebody else hears, they've got a backache. Well, I've got a broke leg. Somebody else heard that. Well, I've got a broke neck. Because they're going to have something bigger than the last person just talked about. Because we love to talk about our problems. Bless that woman's heart right over there. I love to talk to her about my aches and pains. She knows, don't ask me what's wrong, because I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her whether she asked me or not. But I find it really amazing how quickly we'll share our troubles and our pains and our sorrows with one another. And how little time we spend in prayer sharing those troubles and sorrows and pains with the God that can do something about it. You want to know why you never feel good? Because you never commune with God. What's your prayer life like? If you'll notice, bless your heart, there are some people, I said, they're really good at complaining. If you'll notice, if you ever see that people start to avoid you, you know, maybe I'm complaining too much. I'll tell you something. When people say, how are you doing? They don't really mean, how are you doing? That's a form of greeting like peace, shalom. You know? And it's okay to share your troubles with people. I get that. But it's not okay not to share them with God. When Paul and Silas were in prison at midnight praying, I have no doubt they weren't saying, Lord, bless us, bless them, save the lost, amen. That wasn't their prayer. They were praying in the depth of that prison, in the darkness of night. They were getting with it. And they didn't care who heard them pray. They were pouring out their heart before a God that could deliver them. That's why 1 Peter tells us in chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. If you want to have thanksgiving, if you want to have joy, we're going to have to learn how to get on our knees and realize that's where real joy happens. Three things that Paul put on you there that it said you got to have this joy. Number one is prayer, which is the act of going to God. Number two, supplication. And that's what you're specifically praying for. Okay? I bend my bow, my knees. I'm in the act of prayer. Supplication means when I bring it, Lord, I've got this problem. And I'm serious and I'm specific. Too often, we waste too much time. You know, the Bible tells us not to pray in vain repetitions like the Gentiles do. How many prayers do you say, Lord, bless this food, the nourishment of our bodies and our bodies to your service? Amen. That's not a prayer life. God wants to hear from you. What's hurting? What's not? Excuse me. I don't think Christians understand today. They want to feel that closeness to God. But we don't want to talk to Him. It don't work. Excuse me. I want to feel that closeness to my wife, so I talk to her. I want to feel closeness to my friends, so I talk to them. If I want to know the joy of the Lord, I've got to spend time with the Lord. That's what's missing in the lives of most children, Christians today. So the prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You see, when you start to understand prayer, you start to understand, oh, God really can change. I tell you what, I'm still praying for revival for this nation. Because I think God really can do that. And at this point, I think that's our only hope. I'm praying, God, send revival. Put a burden on people once again. Bring people to you for salvation. Bring the saved. Light the fire of the saved. Light the fire of the pulpits. And you know, when you get serious with the Lord, that's when God gets serious. Look back again in Acts chapter 16, verse 26 says, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the fountains of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. You want to know why you're never freed from prison? Because you don't pray. You want to know why you don't get over your troubles? Because you don't pray. I promise you, when Paul and Silas were in the depth of that prison, they were crying out, God, you can deliver us. I pray, Lord, for your deliverance. And boom, an earthquake happened and the chains fell off. We don't ever pray hard enough for any chains to fall off. It's a problem. Listen. What happened? I've kind of preached two different messages today, but it's okay. But what happened? In Acts chapter 16, there was a great revival in that prison. There was a fantastic, in the most unlikely places, in the nastiest, most damp, decaying, chain, rat-infested place, that's where revival happened. When it was the darkest for God's men. We need a revival. We need this nation to come back to God. For this nation needs to come back to God. But I will promise you this, it'll only happen when God's people get serious and get on their knees. We can be very passive this Thanksgiving. And we can pray, oh Lord, bless us, bless them. Thank you for this big turkey. Amen. Or we can get serious about the needs of our nation. And we can pray for revival. And we can pray, Lord, change us. We can even pray, Lord, do whatever it takes to change us. Are you ready for that? You see, we started with rejoicing. You rejoice in the Lord. Then we started with Let your gentleness be, or we continued with, let your gentleness or your calmness be seen by all men. Then we moved on to the prayers of God's people. And then we closed with a God that moved in response to the prayers. You know what the first thing happened was after the earthquake? Philippian jailer almost killed himself. Paul said, no, don't do it. Wait. We're still here. Don't kill yourself. And that Philippian jailer said, goes to Paul and said, what must I do to be saved? I want to be saved. You know why he wanted to be saved? Because he had seen Paul and Silas react to their adversity. That made an impression. He took Paul and Silas out of the prison, took them home with him. And guess what? That man's household was saved. Why? Because daddy got saved. And listen, if you get a little spark in the family, you'll get them all. We need revival. I like the last. Verse 7. See, this is where we want to be. This is where we want to go. Where he says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, I don't think Paul was worried about it because was worried about his circumstance and his condition because I know that the Apostle Paul knew this wasn't his home. He was just passing through it. So he didn't get so caught up in the circumstances that he lost sight of his ultimate eternal home. That's how he could stand, how he could sit in prison and praise the Lord, because he had peace. Do you have peace? It says the peace of God will guard. It means protect your hearts and your minds. It's what's going on inside. You know where the battle is today? The battle's not outside. The battle's not with the terrible sinners of the world. The battle is what's going on in here. And you know what I've discovered? Satan likes nothing better than to steal your joy and your thanksgiving. And he will do it every occasion that he gets. But you know what? Paul didn't let him. What about you? Do you have the peace that passes all understanding guarding your heart today? Do you have the joy that I've been talking about? Do you have the prayer life knowing that the God of the universe is your God and He can do anything? Listen. If you don't, it's time to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You're not going to heaven on your own works. You're going to heaven by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's one way, and it's Jesus. Going to the Bible. Are you saved? If you're not saved, this invitation is for you today, for you to call upon the Lord. Maybe you're here and you are saved, but you know, you're stuck on this. 2020 has been just a horrible year. You're looking at the wrong things. Okay? Time for a vision checkup. You know, I get those once a year. Make sure I'm still seeing. And sometime we need to do the spiritual checkup to make sure we're still seeing what's important. Right? Maybe you're here and I just want to offer you this. Whatever your spiritual need is, Jesus is the answer. Okay? Dismiss the distractions. Dismiss what the world's saying. And one-on-one with God. Get right with Him. Our Father in heaven, Lord, You're good. So often we look at the stuff of this world and it overwhelms us and scares us. But Lord, we know You're in control and we praise You knowing that You're in control. So Lord, I pray that today that You'd refocus our hearts. Help us, Lord, to look at the right things. To not be caught up in the cares and the trials and tribulations of this world. But Lord, to actually experience the joy of being your child. As we experience that joy, Lord, I pray that you would accept our thanksgiving. For we know everything that we are, we owe to you. Lord, we praise you today. And we thank you for your goodness. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now I pray this invitation be according to your will and that decisions will be made according to your will. Lord, we love you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.